This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
You're sorry. WMDX. Yes, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Happy Tuesday. It's partly cloudy out there this morning. 13 degrees, highs in the mid-20s today. And no snow. Not for days and days.
But the thing is, is this a good time to start naming
snow plows? Well, apparently the city of Madison thinks so. They've bought like five more big snow plows and they need names.
Well, last year wasn't a good year for snow plowing, so
no.
they doubled down on getting some more snow plows, but these unfortunate, sad snow plows don't have names yet.
That's right. So they're having a naming contest again. They did this with the garbage trucks?
Garbage trucks, yeah. And the garbage trucks are much happier now.
Well, they have deadlines. You can go to thecityofmadison.com to find out more information about this. But they have, all the instructions there, how to submit names.
Do they have suggestions?
They do. Well, they do, yes. Like... They did a contest like this last year year before.
Okay.
Here were some of the names that won. Seymour Pavement. That's a good one.
I love that one. Did that win?
It did.
Okay.
Dolly Plowton. Snowy Juan Kenobi. Saltimus Prime, because, they spread that prime.
Yes.
So they have pictures of the plows and the trucks
well,
and everything.
Influence you.
And a little bit.
Each one has its own personality. You can tell.
That's right. And puns and references to pop culture. They welcome that. Video games, everything in between. Outright silliness. And that's all welcome. Sports, movies, music, TV shows.
Did they suggest sexual innuendo is okay?
John, it says right here at the bottom, just for you, it says rude, offensive, and crass suggestions will not be considered. Go ahead and try to send something in.
All right,
they're
going to
throw it right out.
By, right?
Okay? So you go to drop-off at cityofmadison.com. Mm-hmm. That's the email address, drop-off at cityofmadison.com. And again, you can go to their website and make a suggestion. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
of course, we have
nice.
No snow, so it doesn't matter. But the deadline is January 24th.
I know, but, we are going to get some snow somewhere along
eventually.
The way here. I know it's winter. We got to get some.
Yeah, maybe
right?
Friday, maybe Sunday, they're saying right now. But it's only 20 to 30% chance.
By the way, the latest here is that Denmark has noted that Don Jr. is going to be visiting Greenland. So this is the kind of stuff we're going to be inundated with. Headlines.
You think they just wanted to get him out of town, maybe? Just, go send him to Greenland. He can walk around and talk to the officials there and pretend like he's going to buy it. Get him out of here.
Whiny Trump. We got to come up with some nickname for him because he's just a whiner.
What's he complaining
He's
about
complaining.
Now?
On Truth Social, he posted this. Biden is doing everything possible to make the transition as difficult as possible. Two asses. Mm. From lawfare, such as has never been seen before, to costly and ridiculous executive orders on the Green New Scam and other money-wasting hoaxes. They try to get clever with the names, and it doesn't make any sense. The Green News Scam. Fear not. These orders will all be terminated shortly, and we will become a nation of common sense and strength. MAGA. He's complaining that, offshoring drilling is going to be banned by Biden on the way out. And he is not happy about that. Oh, boy.
Okay.
I don't think I told you guys. You know what my parents did over the weekend?
No.
They bought their first electric car.
Oh,
cool.
And they decided,
all electric?
Yep, all electric. And they decided to do it now to get it in before this season's tax time so they could get the tax credits for it because they're pretty sure it's going to go away next year.
Wow.
Right. Well, good for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear.
Excellent.
I got a story about electric cars here. Why don't we get to that one now that you brought it up?
Okay.
It's Tesla owners. They're not happy here in the Midwest.
Why are
just south of Chicago in Oak Brook, people are not getting their car started, and they need the power. And let's go to this cut here.
Dead Teslas packed the parking lot at this Tesla supercharging station in Oak Brook.
Dead
a
Teslas.
Scene mirrored at other supercharging stations.
This is crazy. It's a disaster. Seriously.
With temperatures falling into the negative double digits, these charging ports have stopped charging, leaving many Tesla owners stranded here in long lines since Sunday.
Nothing, no juice. It's still on 0%. And this is like 3 hours this morning being out here. After being out here 8 hours yesterday.
Has it been charging?
No, not at all.
It just isn't working?
At all. It's just frozen, and so I'm now getting it towed to the Tesla service center because that's my only option at this point.
Adding to their frustration, they say, is that they're getting no help when they call Tesla for assistance.
No response from Tesla. We have been suffering since yesterday afternoon.
These are unusually cold temperatures, but do you find this acceptable?
Oh, we got a bunch of dead robots out here.
Dead robots.
Wow. They're having some problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Tesla not getting back to their customers. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an interesting little addition to this.
Way to really sell electric cars to our listeners, John.
it's Tesla.
Some horrible customer service from Tesla. I guess.
And the thing is, the charging stations, that's one of the most important issues.
Sure.
That they
right.
had. They yeah. didn't work. Them. They weren't charging. And these are Tesla charging stations. And most of the new electric vehicles use Tesla's charging. So it's a big problem. And they're going to have to get back to the customers, you know. Just can't, you know, build up the answering machines. Wow. Man.
Yeah, you see a few of the charging stations, but it doesn't seem like there's anywhere near enough.
In Wisconsin,
I drove down some street in Wanakee the other day, and there's a gas station on this street. It's just it's not a busy street. But anyway, I looked, and they had like maybe 15 charging stations along the side of this is the most charging stations I've ever seen at a gas station.
Yeah.
So they had an inn. With whoever was paying for that charging station.
There's a gas station on East Wash, not too many blocks off the Capitol, and there's the same kind of thing.
Oh,
just regular
right
gas
outside
station.
Right outside MG&E, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think
a lot
so.
Of charging stations?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
All right. Okay, now let's get to the big story. The big story was that somewhere along the way we got off track thinking maybe the government isn't us. We are... We're governed by ourselves. You know, we put representatives in our place to represent us.
Yeah.
It's we the people, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Abraham Lincoln made it very clear in his Gettysburg Address that the government is of the people, by the people, for the people. All right?
I mean,
it's that's about as simple as you can make it, and I think that's what it's all about. You know, he's not adding to the interpretation of the Constitution. That's what it's all about. We are in control of our own government. But for some reason, the MAGAs and the Republicans for many years now have separated them. Mm-hmm. And they really have vilified government. That's us. They have vilified government. They don't like big government. That's us. Again, what we have put in place to make our lives better. They don't like government. They always say it's bloated. Well, there's a little bloat in just about everything you can visit and see, and all businesses have some bloat in it. Yes, okay, it's there, I know. But you know what? We're the government. It's us. Address that. Well, here's Mike Johnson, House Speaker, and he's telling it like it is. Boy, he's going to take care of this big government thing. Let's listen.
And as heirs to the American Revolution and the descendants of patriots who defy tyranny, in the coming months, we are going to pass legislation to roll back the totalitarian fourth branch of government known as the administrative state. We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people.
No, it's already the people. It's our government, remember? Oh, let's
and in coordination
that.
With President Trump and his administration, we are going to create a leaner, faster, and more efficient federal workforce.
More incompetent, right? More incompetent government. Less responsive government. I've got it. Okay.
Our people do not deserve to be ruled by millions of bureaucrats they've never voted for, never met, and can never hold accountable.
They are accountable. They're under the administration.
They deserve a government that is led by those they've elected to lead. That is how Article 1 is supposed to work.
But you can't do it.
That was the idea of the Congress, and we will return to that principle. The American people have called on us to reject business as usual and throw out the status quo. We must and we will heed their call.
Yeah, they're going to cut down on government.
Well,
they're going to cut down on us.
Well, the three people working at the DMV better get me through right away. I don't want to have to wait in line when I show up there for my next license renewal.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, this DMV is very efficient.
Yeah, you're right. The Madison DMV is really pretty good.
I'm amazed every time I go out there. They get you right through.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
They do.
Yes. Okay.
Well, anyway.
Getting a couple of texts here. One from Cody says, let's start with cutting their staffs by 50% in their budget for each congressman.
Yeah,
another one from Gary says, when referring to Trump, use the coward word.
Oh, sure.
Okay, what?
Coward.
Oh. Okay.
But, you know, this thing where government has to be small, it doesn't. And they keep referring to the Constitution as saying the government should be small. It doesn't say that in the Constitution. It just says the federal government gets this to do and everything else is relegated to the states, and it ends with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the people. We are the government.
The
and we get say over how big the damn government is.
Yes.
And because we have new technologies, new businesses, new things that we have to govern, things we have to control and make sure they don't go crazy on us, we have to have a larger government because of it. We can't cut back just because government should be small.
Mm.
Who knows what the hell that is,
right? It always blows my mind that people have never considered why government institutions were put in place in the first place. Like, they never thought to think about, like, why, say, the Department of Education was brought into existence.
Exactly.
They just want to get rid of it.
That's right. And that they're put there because they're needed. There was a need for them. We didn't start it just because we wanted big government. Well, let's come up with another department. Oh,
yeah.
Let's shoot that idea.
Yeah. Department of Efficiency.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Okay.
We're back with more in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online, verlo.com. Okay, time for us to welcome in Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media Meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're great. I mean, you know, all this dry weather, I love it.
Nothing to worry about, right?
Right, exactly.
Some people want some snow. Skiers, your snowmobilers, right?
Well, yeah.
Brittany?
We sure do.
There's like stories going around that these snowmobile companies are going out of business. They're closing up shop. They're cutting down the amount of snowmobiles they're churning out because of all of this dry weather.
Yeah. global warming.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's so sad. I mean, that started a couple of years ago with one of the companies. Now it's down to like three or four of them doing this. And it breaks my heart because I love, you know, the outdoor activities, especially in the winter. And you just go and you could see all of the used snowmobiles for sale. Everyone is selling them. You drive up north by me, you're going to see snowmobiles for sale because I've never seen our trail open so far since I've lived here. So
that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow.
Or it's not enough snow. You know, it's just, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the trails as well. Well, basically all the trails, at least in Marathon County where I'm from, are run by clubs. Mm. They're not like groomed and maintained by the states, and all of the clubs haven't had people putting their money into them because they can't use the trails. Right. So a lot of them are folded as well.
And with such a Wisconsin thing to do. I mean, you know,
isn't it?
It really is.
It really is. And you think about all of those little small town pubs and bars and restaurants and shops that are along those trails for that reason are suffering so, so bad right now and relying on our rural locals, which there's only so many of us. So you guys in southern Wisconsin, you should come up here and visit. Hang out with us.
Okay.
Help the businesses because we are, you know, we're on the struggle bus a little bit. And you think about snowmobile trails, you need at least a foot of base snow for that to be enough to really rip through. And when are we going to get that much as a base? All these systems that we're looking at keep sliding south. The last one went further south. The next one on Friday wants to do the same and potentially on Sunday too. So this pattern keeps going.
Is there some kind of system over us, over the Midwest, that's preventing this from happening? Some kind of, you know,
like a high pressure system or a polar vortex?
Polar vortex. Yeah. There you go. About?
Yeah. That darn dry, cold Canadian air just hovering over Wisconsin.
Damn those Canadians, anyway.
Yeah, this is their revenge, you know, for electing Trump.
They're mad at us. All right, well,
you
want to
hear something pretty cool, though? We're going to be, we're cold, right? And usually we're colder than Illinois and Indiana and those places. Mm-hmm. But because they have all that snow on the ground now, they're going to be colder for the next week. Isn't that crazy?
No, that is crazy.
That is wild. Yeah.
All right. You know, after talking about snowmobiles, I'm hoping we do get snow again. A lot of it up north.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll take it. Appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Okay. So what can we expect for today and the next few days?
Yeah, so still stuck in that cold snap. Unfortunately, highs today about 24 degrees, but the winds are much, much calmer, so it'll feel better. Mm-hmm. By tomorrow, highs in the upper teens, but a few flurries could fly around. We could get a trace of some snow, nothing major. And then that kicks on out of here. We start to warm up as we push into the weekend, but shots of snow on Friday and potentially on Sunday. Not too much, though.
How far behind are we in snowfall? I mean, it just it boggles the mind.
I haven't looked at all the details, but it's definitely... almost probably a half a foot at least, if not near a foot behind.
Yeah, I would imagine. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Brittany, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get at least a little bit on Friday and possibly Sunday. And then winter's over, I guess.
The city here is fit to be tied. You know, we had a horrible winter last year. The snow plowing was just a disaster. And the ice-covered roads were here all winter long. So we bought new snow plows, and now they're naming these new snow plows, you know.
Yeah, they got a naming contest.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but no snow.
Yeah.
John, I have to tell you, I just talked to Greg, and we were talking, he has an electric snowblower. Weren't you asking questions about those?
Yes.
So he used it yesterday in Kenosha's lake effect snow, and he said it was on one charge, worked just fine, cleared the snow, you know, saved him a bunch of time. But he did feel kind of like a little toddler out there with his smaller, you know, than the big beasts. But it did well. So
all right. Well, that's good to hear.
Good to know.
Yes.
We'll mark that down and maybe impulse buy a snowblower. Another one. Okay.
Nah.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
Right. Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
All right, let's get to another story here that, you know, sometimes you got to wonder about, you know, what people are thinking when they say that they don't think women have the right to vote. How much time do we have?
Just a couple of minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Okay, this is Luke Beasley. He's a podcaster. He does some great stuff.
Yeah.
It's called Beasley on the Grudge. And this is a individual who doesn't believe that women should have the right to vote. This is Cut 17.
Okay. Do you actually believe this election would be so much better if women couldn't vote?
I think every election.
Or is that a joke?
No, women should not be voting.
even women in the 1920s largely didn't want.
When you look at the women's suffrage movement and what they did, there were literally women who did not want women to get into politics.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. There are a lot of really incorrect women in the world.
Do you explore and do you read about them? Do you read about why? Would you guess as
to why? They probably had similar views to y'all.
No, it's because they love their families. They love having children.
Please.
They want to
there
focus.
There it is again. Then be with your family. That's your choice. But why do you insist on making other people's choices
Dude,
for them?
Do you know that there is a mass...
Freedom, baby!
Do you know that women voting is not freedom, bro?
But by saying women shouldn't vote, and I know this is what you believe, and I don't know if I would ever change your view on this, but it's like the biggest, most simple way to put men and women on such a different...
Exactly.
Value. You're valuing them
exactly.
wildly different.
And it's still equality.
Whereas in reality, of course women who are part of society, who are equal citizens, who are equal people, should be having a say in their democracy.
Democracy is cringe.
What?
That's such a Gen Z thing to say, isn't it?
Democracy is cringe, huh? Yeah.
I know, I've gotten that comment a few times from my sons, you know.
Really?
Thinking, well, you
That so, democracy is cringe or just the
no,
word?
Just the
okay,
word
okay,
cringe.
Okay, good,
yeah.
good.
Cringe.
You know, just I was going to say, does this guy, has he never heard of like the British suffragettes? They were way more hardcore than the American ones.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the way you end a conversation is by saying cringe.
What podcast was that?
That's it's called The Grudge. Luke Beasley. He's a podcaster. Funny guy.
All right. Coming back with more.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's John and Gordy in the morning.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dip-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Where's the Tylenol?
92.7 WMDX.
Good morning. 7:34. It's chilly out there. Yeah. Just 13 degrees. Bundle up. High around 24 today with a mix of clouds and some sun.
I was going to say, if you didn't have a headache yet, you will.
Oh, boy. Yeah, why?
Well, you know, the big story, I didn't get to this. I kick myself for not getting to this. This is an important story. Ann Telnies is a cartoonist for the Washington Post. She quit because they refused to publish her cartoon of billionaires bowing before the gigantic statue of Trump. And the reason was, from management, was that, well, we've already talked about this. This has already been hashed out. We don't need to hear another or see another cartoon about it.
That's not the reason, was it?
That is the reason.
Well, but it's because somebody was depicted in that cartoon.
Well, yes,
who happened to own
billionaires are, you know, paying homage to the gigantic statue of the orange orangutan.
Or the orange Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa.
But what are the pictures?
As Lynn from Golden Valley mentioned.
Okay, but this was the Washington Post, right?
Yes, Washington Post, again, you know, and right there is the owner of the Washington Post.
In the cartoon?
Yes, in the cartoon.
Jeff Bezos.
Now, it's they're not really recognizable. The cartoon didn't actually do caricatures of each one of them, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just because he owns a newspaper doesn't mean that he can, you know, censor. Essentially, that's what he's doing. He's censoring.
Right. Yes.
This kind of parody,
mm-hmm.
cartoon.
Yeah.
And so she quit. And this is her message. As a member of the advisory board for the Geneva-based Freedom Cartoonists Foundation and a former board member of Cartoonists Rights, she's an advocate, I believe that editorial cartoonists are vital for civic debate and have an essential role in journalism. My job is to hold powerful people and institutions accountable. For the first time, my editor prevented me from doing that critical job, mm-hmm. so I have decided to leave the post.
Well, good for her. And, you know, the ironic thing is this cartoon has gotten more publicity and gotten more circulation than it ever could have had he not fired her.
Right.
Had Jeff Bezos just
down in
said,
the archives now. I mean, this yeah, thing is
it's huge.
It's a great cartoon.
It is. So good for her.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I have a subscription to the Washington Post, and I am very seriously considering dropping it.
Okay.
And I may make it difficult to get some of the articles. But who reads the articles anyway?
Yeah, you just want it for the cartoons.
I just look at the headlines and I look at the cartoons.
I'm sure we've got a work subscription. You could drop yours and just mooch off of Civic Media's.
That's it. You're right. You're probably right about that.
Okay.
Here we have a few texts here. We were talking about making government smaller, which is ridiculous. One person, Todd.
Or Billy.
Yep. Efficiency and resilience are often opposed to one another. So if you want government that is incredibly efficient, it will not have the extra resources to deal with crisis and emergencies or, in the case of the DMV, busy time. And another one, how about cutting apartment and homeland defense? I'm going to get the person's name here. Cody. Yep. And then, of course, Lynn out there, you know, trying to rename. Somehow, you know, I don't stick to the names that we normally, you know, go with here. Every once in a while, we'll come up with a name.
The Mad Orange King or something.
Yeah. Mad King Donald. Right?
Cheeto,
I mean, that's what
the
we're...
The Cheeto that speaks.
There you go.
That's one, yeah.
But Lynn wants to refer to Trump now as Vice President Trump, which is kind of, you mm-hmm. know,
it's got a
gets
ring
under
to
his
it.
Craw.
Yeah.
Yeah, we own him when we do something like that. Yeah.
Well, we all know who the president is, Mr. Musk, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, okay. Well, he's not answering his phone, you know, those darn chargers. Not working.
Is that
it's
right?
All right. It's just the Midwest. We don't need them. Mm. Let's talk about Trump just for a few moments. Our orange god, the Vice President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a fascist or isn't he? Now, we kind of have dropped the word fascist for a while here, but let's bring it back. This, I thought, was an interesting article. And they bring up points in this. NewAmerica.org came up with this look at fascism. And is Trump using any of these ideas? Okay. How about cultivates a sense of overwhelming crisis beyond the reach of traditional solutions, right?
Mm.
The country was going downhill. Biden destroyed the country, right? Trump has consistently and falsely pushed the line that the U.S. is a hellhole, right? It's a trash can where crime is going up.
The garbage can.
So he is cultivating a sense of overwhelming crisis, right? I mean, that's one of the qualities of fascism, right? Exhibits the superiority of the leader's instincts over abstract and universal reason. Put another way, it's prioritizing intuition or gut feeling over logic. You know, one of the guys who went with gut feeling was George W., and everybody laughed at him. Well, we're still laughing, I guess. Trump routinely asserts the brilliance of his instincts, calling himself a very stable genius. God, just that combination of words kills me. Or how about this? Underscores the need for authority by natural leaders, always male, culminating in a national chief who alone is capable of incarnating the group's destiny. This concept encapsulates Trump's appeal to his followers quite well. Trump presents himself as the only man who can save the nation, right?
Yep, only him.
And he recently told a group of his Christian followers that he was anointed by God. He actually did that, a claim he seems to believe. Of course.
Yeah, he's checking all those boxes.
Yeah. Again, this
he's
is
a dictator.
From
he's
newamerica.org. They want to see if he fits the role of a fascist. Ascribes to the belief that one group is a victim, a sentiment that justifies any action without legal or moral limits against its enemies. Trump has made a political career out of the purported victimhood, promising retribution for his followers who feel similarly victimized. All right. I mean, everything is fitting, right?
Sure.
All right. Demonstrates the need for closer integration of a purer community by consent, if possible, or by exclusionary violence, if necessary. Trump's base is firmly against most immigrants. When Trump was in office, he separated thousands of migrant children from their families at the Mexico border, a policy some of the followers accepted. If elected, Trump and his advisors have promised mass deportations. And finally, promotes the beauty of violence and the efficiency of will when they are devoted to the group's success. Earlier this month, Trump described the January 6th Capitol riot by his followers, during which 140 officers were assaulted, as a day of beauty and love. So all of these are characteristics of fascism,
right?
And he seems to fit each and every one of them. There are more characteristics. I'm sure we could go on and on.
Yes. Well, we'll find out in a couple of weeks on day one. You know, he said he'd be a dictator on day one.
That's right.
How many and days after that, we don't know.
We were warned by Mark Milley. Let's play this cut.
Okay.
We don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that is America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Every soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Guardian, and Coast Guardsman, each of us commits our very life to protect and defend that document, regardless of personal price.
That's right.
General Mark Milley?
Yep.
Okay. What do we got here?
Oh, yes. Mark, I think this is out of, is it Simon Garfunkel's song? Paraphrase the song, Now the Billionaires Bow and Pray to the Orange God They've Made.
The Sounds of Silence. Yes.
Yep.
We got another text just below that.
Yeah.
Meta to remove fact-checking, and I just looked it up. NBC is confirming it. Meta is ending its fact-checking program in favor of a community notes system similar to X.
Oh, what? God.
So currently, Facebook, Meta, has like a sort of AI-powered fact checker, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I guess they're scrapping that in favor of, community-driven fact checking.
So what's, that's
so
going to work.
Actual people saying if something is true or not.
Yeah, so that would mean that they could post all of these lies. They're just going to have
If you get enough people
disclaimer.
Who believe the lies, confirming right. that it's true, it's going to stay up.
As opposed to removing it because it's untrue.
Right.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty bad.
Doesn't sound promising. No,
I guess I'm going to go home and just curl up in a fetal position.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wait. So true.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we used to have a little feature here, Mega Say the Darndest Things, right?
Right.
Well, check this out. This is a woman who I think she thinks she understands tariffs.
Yeah,
and
does
just
she?
Loves the idea that Trump has put forward. Let's check out cut 18.
So now we're not going to have to pay probably taxes. So, in how? Taxes are paid by the American people to the Democrats.
No,
now that we have
no.
a Republican what? Party coming in, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to make them pay tariffs. once they pay these high tariffs, instead of making the American tax people pay them, we won't have to pay taxes anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump.
Individual.
Wow. Okay.
Boy, if only taxes did work like that.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, all the taxes went to the Democrats.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm just still waiting for my paycheck now.
Boy, wow, all these years.
Now, you think, yeah, maybe this is just her. No, I'm thinking.
There are more?
This is the way. No, well, no, I don't have any more here. Okay. But that was enough.
Yes.
You know, yeah. The tariffs will pay our taxes for us. So
I don't think it works that way.
No.
From what I've heard.
It's going to be surprising to see what these people do eventually when they find out the truth and where they will go and what they will do. Mm-hmm. The prices won't be cut in half, folks. No, they won't. You know, again, I just want to remind everybody that the big oil companies are saying they're not going to lower the price of gas.
Well, Trump's got a big bill. The Republicans have one great, big, yes, gigantic bill with all, yeah, of this new agenda in it,
yeah,
and they're kicking it around already, you know, to see if it's going to pass. And, yeah,
yeah,
we'll find out a whole lot of things on day one.
That's right.
Yeah.
They want to put the tax cuts in there right away,
right. Yeah.
Which, by the way, added a tremendous amount, I think $3 or $4 trillion to the debt. So they're going to do it again. And then they're going to pay for a lot of that, by the way, those tax cuts, with the tariffs, which will raise the prices for us, which, yeah, we will pay. So we're paying more money. Remember, there's $3,000 or $4,000 a year that the average taxpayer will be paying more of when Trump takes power.
And those tariffs kick in?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we'll be paying for the tax cuts for the wealthy,
yeah,
by paying $3,000 or $4,000 a year more out of our pockets.
That's the plan. All right, coming back with leftovers, tidbits, odds and ends next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We will. Hey, could you cue up The Age of Stupid? All right.
Okay. What do you got for that?
I'll tell you in a few moments here.
All right.
Let's first get to 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Let me also mention this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or Verlo.com.
Remember how Trump said that he was thinking of declassifying a lot of documents, right?
Yeah.
And that declassified him instantly. Yeah, he was thinking about it.
Just because he was thinking about it, it actually happened.
That's right. So anyway, Al Franken had an idea. Biden should take that position,
yeah,
that he can pardon people just by thinking about it. So if Trump Justice Department goes after someone like Jack Smith, Biden, yeah, can say, oh, I already pardoned him in my mind.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about it. I'm thinking, you know, it kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
Hey, what goes around comes around. Exactly. All right, now let's play our little theme song here.
Welcome to the Age of Stupid. Stupid. Welcome to the Age of Stupid.
Pretty nice. Yep. We're there. This is just unbelievable. It takes your breath away.
Well, what is it?
Trump linked to an article that didn't mention wind energy at all, but did report on a windfall tax on oil company profits, okay? And this is in the UK, in the North Sea.
So stupid.
Windfall tax is when you make too much money and the government takes in a little more money for it.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so Trump tweeted, the UK is making a very big mistake. Open up the North Sea. Get rid of windmills. So the story was Apache Oil Company blames windfall tax as it announces plans to exit the North Sea. U.S. oil from Apache has announced plans to exit the North Sea because of the windfall tax.
Trump put that all together.
Has made the U.K. Operations uneconomic. So, let's get
rid of those windmills and everything will be fine. Do you think they just have to lead him around and now? I mean, he's clueless.
Oh, he is the dumbest person in the world. You just, you know, that's not a name. I mean, come on.
John, I must
just
be
easily confused.
I must be pretty stupid as well. I didn't jump to the same conclusion as Trump, but I didn't know what a windfall tax was. I just had to look it up right now.
Well,
but
I
didn't jump to the conclusion that it had to do with windmills.
Right. Well, you know, at least Trump will be on top of that somehow. Make sure that windmills do away with that windfall tax.
Oh, boy, yeah. Thank goodness.
I thought this was probably one of the dumbest comments ever made.
Even by him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just can't get worse than that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Catherine's in the studio.
Uh-oh.
She's got nothing for us.
Well, then, okay.
I'm just a little more depressed now that you have had your show and talked about Donald Trump again. I just want to stop talking about him, and I know we can't.
No, we will. Actually, I have plans on that.
You did?
Yeah. Remember, I told you we're going to have a little bit more health news, and we'll have a little more technology news because I can't keep doing this.
We can't handle it anymore.
I know.
And some environmental news, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Got somebody lined up that's going to just blow your mind.
Oh, yeah?
Get them in here. Yeah.
Ooh.
You
environmental news.
Yeah. Seth Taft.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
We've been trying to get him on the show for like
I know, but I ran into him.
Now.
I ran into him the other night, and he's going to come in sometime.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Here's what I want to challenge our listeners to do, because somebody out there is very technically savvy, knows AI and all the tools and toys you can use. You mentioned, one of you said something that Donald Trump looks like from the movie The Wizard of
Oompa Loompa.
Orange Oompa Loompa.
So we take that scene of them singing, and you superimpose Donald Trump's face.
Yeah, on each one of them.
And, on every single one of them. Wow. And you can change the words. Come on, somebody. Come on, I'm challenging you. Come up with that scene. We will air it. I promise you.
That would be wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah, maybe it's possible with AI.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try that.
Wonderful idea.
Did you get a dog today, Gordy?
There's a dog that is going to make it into the next round, yes.
You know, you cheat. You can't ask, does it bark? That's not right.
I can ask anything I want.
It's a cheat. You have to figure out whether it's a bunny or a turtle without asking if it can bark.
No, how are you going to know?
She's like, that's I haven't heard it bark. She asked of the bunny.
Well, we should have mentioned you could also see
on Facebook.
Our contestants
on Facebook.
On Facebook.
They were minor all up detail. There. They could all be in on it.
We've been banned on Facebook for the last 8 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened.
Are we even on Facebook?
We're back there again.
We are. Okay.
I don't know for how much longer since Meta's getting rid of their fact checking now.
Yeah, and you guys are such liars.
We were off. We were off for a couple of weeks for some reason.
Oh, it's crazy. I get constant emails asking me to take videos down because they have music on them. We're a radio station. We're allowed to do this.
Yes.
We pay money to do this.
Mm-hmm. Coming up tomorrow, Mike McCabe, Substack blogger, will be with us. Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
All right.
John?
Yeah, she's got more clips, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
More opinions about this administration.
That's it for us. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning. Join us then.
John Gordy in the morning. As we were saying. John. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.